Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Council. And this is Tone It Up Tuesday. Yes, there was not a show yesterday. I took the day off to relax, to breathe, to think, and really to reflect on where my life, how far I've come. And I thought about Memorial Day in memory of the fallen soldiers and having had the opportunity to serve this country in the Army. I had a moment of silence for them because I understand what it means to be in the military and have to follow orders no matter what. But to do it for the love of your country is something that is worth honoring those who have fallen during wartime. I have no feel for what it means to go to war, but I do have a feel for what it means to be a part of the military and want to serve this country. No matter what problems we have in our country today, it's still one of the greatest countries in the world. I have visited other countries and they have their issues also, but our country is still amazing. Even if we don't like our president, we get the right to say it out loud without being shot. We haven't gotten there yet. I don't think we're going to get there. Anyway, let's get on with our show. Our topic for today is control your time and control your destiny. This is Tone It Up Tuesday, and so we kind of mix several things in our Tone It Up Tuesday. We talk about physical fitness. We talk about your mental fitness, because without mental fitness, it's very difficult to stay the course and achieve physical fitness. And we also kind of tie some little entrepreneurial tips and all of that, because if everything in life, it's connected on some level. So when we talk about controlling your time, and you can control your destiny, that can go across the board. You control your time when it comes to your physical fitness, when you go to work out. That's one of the main things that people who don't work out say. They always say, I don't have enough time. We all have 24 hours in a day. And then if you're really honest with yourself, you can find the time, first of all. But if you're honest about what you're doing with your time, you may find that your time is being sucked away or sucked up by other people. And as a result of that, you are not reaching your destiny. You're not achieving your goals. You know, creative avoidance, that's a big deal. We find reasons not to do the things that will help us to get the very things that we want sometimes. And we don't do it purposely. It's just that we have to still work on our discipline. So we're going to talk a little bit about the importance of controlling your time and recognizing that it does in fact control your destiny. In order for you to be physically fit, you have to put in the time to exercise. You have to take the time to plan your meals and to eat right. I know when I was in real estate and I was moving all the time, always going. And sometimes I would find myself without any food. So I would stop by a fast food restaurant and grab a burger or grab a chicken sandwich or something, a milkshake, which I didn't really have to grab the milkshake, but I did. So the point that I'm getting to is that I didn't take the time to plan my meals. And as a result of that, my exercising was kind of counterproductive. Now, over time, I learned to make the adjustment because I made a conscious decision. When it comes to managing your time, you must make a conscious decision that it's your time and that when that day passes, that day will not come again. When you look at it from that standpoint, you recognize the value in staying the course and the value in staying focused on getting to where it is you said you want to be. Now, on the show, we've talked about having that morning routine, that daily routine. And I talked about this show, 2008? I've got to check and see how old the show is now, since 2008. And I talked about it back then, about the importance of having that daily routine. And when you can establish a daily routine and you get up in the mornings and you follow your morning routine and then you go on about your day and you follow that routine, which usually comes in the form of a things to do list that should be connected to something else. In other words, the things to do list, if you have point ones, two, and three, those 3 points should equal something bigger, something greater than, something that's going to take you to your goals. Since this is Tone It Up Tuesday and we're talking about the physical fitness aspect of things, then when you do the list of things to do, or the one, two, threes, then point one would most likely be exercise or meditate. Or point two could be eat a healthy breakfast, or map out my grocery list for the week. Something like that. So these are points that all add up to you becoming physically fit. Point three could be measure myself and check my measurements and weigh myself, get on the scale and see where I am. So however it works, those 3 points will add up to you putting your attention on becoming more physically fit. So this is how it works when it comes to controlling your time and controlling your destiny. Controlling your time is all about recognizing that a sequence of events, a logical sequence of events, will take you to where it is you want to be. Because if you truly want to be successful and you want to be effective in your life, in other words, you want to allow your talents to come forward so that you can affect the lives of others, have a positive effect on the people that you are connected to, and even those you may never meet, but because you help that person that was closest to you, they become stronger and they go and they help someone else that you don't even know about. So if you truly want to reach that point in your life, then you must maintain mastery of your time, and you want to pay attention to where you are putting your attention. What are you putting your attention on? What are you focused on throughout the day? If you have a home-based business, I'll be the first person to tell you that I had to put myself on a no TV diet. In other words, it's easy because I'm home. I could watch my iPad. I could watch my Samsung tablet. I could watch my television. And if all else fails, I can watch it on my phone. And so the point that I'm getting to is that you are in control of your time, but what you decide to do with your time is what will determine how far you will go, what level you will reach when it comes to achieving your goals. Now, I'm not going to give you any real strategies today. I may give you one or two, but the overall subject or overall idea of paying attention to your time is a strategy in and of itself. So you want to make sure that you maintain mastery over your time and pay attention to who's interrupting you, who are you allowing to interrupt you. I also had to pay attention to my cell phone, because when that phone rang at one point in time, I felt like I had to answer it. I had to hear what that person on the end of the phone needed to say to me. But then I reached a point in my life a few years back where I said, you know what? If it's an emergency, they will leave a message. If it's one of those sales calls, then, well, I'll miss that call and save some time. If it's a number that I don't recognize, I don't always not answer my phone. It depends on what I'm doing. If it's downtime, and downtime meaning I'm just kind of goofing off, yeah, I'll see who it is. But for the most part, I get a phone call, I don't recognize the number, I let it go to voicemail, because I want to be sure that I control my time. Sometimes I get calls from my friends during the day, and because they're working on their businesses and they have home-based businesses, or they have brick-and-mortar businesses, but they're self-employed. So their time belongs to them, so to speak. And sometimes they will call me in the middle of the day. I still let it go to voicemail. So if you guys are listening to this, yep, that's right. I'm sending you to voicemail. But they already know that, because they know that I take my time seriously. One of the biggest problems that you can face in managing your time is allowing interruptions to happen. When you have interruptions, the same way you make the points, the list, the one, through 3 points or 4 points, that equals to something greater, something bigger. This is the same thing that happens to your time if you don't control your interruptions. If you have one interruption, two interruptions, three interruptions, four interruptions, now you've added, if you add the amount of time up that each interruption took away from your day, from your focus, from your goal, you're going to find out why you don't have time to work out, or why you didn't have enough time to finish your project, or why you lost focus when it came to writing that book you said you wanted to write. You're going to find out where all of your time is really going. The reality of it is, or the secret to kind of paying attention or getting to where it is you want to be, is you have to be real about what you're doing with your time. You have to be honest about it. You have to make the decision that you're going to screen your calls nowadays, thank goodness for caller ID. Now, this is not to be used for you to ignore people. If you're doing business, you need to take your business calls. And if you're the only person running that business, then you need to get some help. And you need to find a way so that you don't miss those calls. Because I can tell you, in business, if I call and I get a voicemail, it depends on what the product is or what the company is, I may not leave a message. So you have to gauge and decide what it is you want to do. You can have someone screen your calls if you want to. You can use your caller ID in the hopes that that will help you at least filter some of your calls. But it's not just a telephone that is cutting into your productivity. It is what you do with your time throughout the entire day. When people say that they don't have the time to work out, I want to ask them, wow, really? What happens with the people who have the same 24 hours in a day that we all have? And I'll be honest with you, on the days that I don't work out when I was supposed to work out, it's because I poorly managed my time. And I'm really good about making a things to do list. Like, for example, before I go to sleep tonight, I will have a things to do list as to what I'm going to work on tomorrow. And my things to do list, it's long. But what I do is, so that I'm not overwhelmed, I pick the top 3 to 5 things off of the list. How do I know whether to pick 3 or 5? If the top 3 things that I'm doing, if I realize that, wait a minute, these 3 things are going to take up an enormous amount of time, then I'm not going to put 5 things on my list and then feel like an underachiever. Because the object of the game, of course, is to position yourself to always feel like you are achieving, that you're moving forward, and you are a success. And I feel really good when I check those things off of my things to do list. I also choose the top 3 things that are going to take me closest to the main goal that I've set for that week or for that month. So you want to pay attention to how you actually even use a things to do list. And I've talked about this on a show before. Now, sometimes you can have a goal that's so huge until you don't need to put 3 things on your things to do list. Perhaps you need to only put 1 thing that you're going to work on for all day, you know, 4 hours, 8 hours, and that's it. And get that thing done, and then it sets the tone or lays the foundation for you to go and do more. But whatever it is you're doing, understand this, that when it comes to your fitness, when you neglect your body, you're neglecting your mind. And when you neglect your mind, you're neglecting your spirit. So you see how this all kind of works together. And then somewhere wrapped up in all of that, your emotions, they take a beating also. Because studies show that when you are stressed out, that of course your emotions, they go on full tilt, and not in the positive way. They go towards you being more nervous, you being more, having more anxiety about things in your life, being more fearful because your confidence goes down. So these kinds of actions that you want to take in order to control your destiny, to control your time and control your destiny, they're not to be taken lightly. Now, is it something that's really difficult? No. How long does it take to do a things to do list? And that's not the big issue, is it? The big issue is, where's the discipline when it comes to following through on that list? As I said, I had to cut myself off when it came to television. I could binge watch Netflix like nobody's business, but I made a decision. What's more important, Netflix or the money I want to make and the contribution that I want to make to society and reaching my goal. Nothing makes me feel better than reaching my goals. Netflix cannot give me that kind of excitement. Netflix cannot give me that kind of high. So with that being said, you guys, as we're coming close to the end of the month, I wanted to kind of briefly touch on the fact that, or the importance of controlling your time and recognizing that it does control your destiny, because this is the month where we're supposed to make some blossoms, right? Where you're supposed to start to see some glimpses of success, where you're supposed to see some glimpses of achievement based on the goals that you set, where you're supposed to see whatever the goal is that you set, you're supposed to see the, not just the possibility that it can happen, but you're supposed to see the fruits of that possibility, you thinking that it's possible and positioning yourself to make it happen. You're supposed to see some fruits. So if you didn't see any fruits this month, then guess what? We're going to go to what I call fun summer school. You're going to hear more about that on the 31st of the month. So I'm going to talk to you about the fun summer school, which it's going to be fun. And it's going to help you to expand your consciousness so that you can stay the course. It's going to help you to become more disciplined so that you can get to where it is you want to be, and you're still going to be able to do some relaxation with it too. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that, because make no mistake about it, even if you didn't achieve the goal, if it's a goal that you're serious about, you're intentional about, you're excited about, then it's your destiny to win. It's your destiny to make it happen. And I just want to help you out with that. Hey, listen, you guys, that's all I have for you today, except to remind you that my book, Start Winning, is available. Thank you guys that have purchased it so far. For those of you that have purchased it, please go back to Amazon and take the time to leave a review for the book and about the book and how much you like it or what it's done for you. An honest review, of course. And so, for those of you that haven't purchased it yet, check it out. See if it works for you. It's great. It's easy to follow. It's also a Kindle version. And you can't write on the Kindle version, of course. The hard copy is, you can actually write in the book. And it's small enough so you can carry it with you. And it's really effective. So check it out. Hey, remember to stop by our Facebook page, Designing Your Life Today. And like our page and hang out with us there. I've got some great new articles there for you. You could check out some really great blogs on designingyourlifetoday.com. Check out the lifestyle blog. Also check out my blog on patcouncil.com. Yep, I'm blogging everywhere, you guys, because these blogs are all about winning. They're all about success, and you can get more and more insight. If you want to win in life, you have to become a student of success. You have to become a student of winning. You have to become a student of what it takes, and you will get reap the fruits of all of that. And it's going to be super exciting. Now, I'm really going to stop talking this time. Enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday and do life with power.